Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Hi, it's Meghna Chakrabarty, host of On Point, and we've got something a little special for you today in the podcast feed, because usually how things go is we do a radio show, we put it out on the air and on demand, and you listen. I know you have thoughts and responses, and then you send those thoughts and responses to us through email, on our social media, and voicemails as well. And I wanted to just take a moment to demonstrate to you that we absolutely do hear you. And especially at times like this, your input is more valuable than ever. So here's an example. A couple of days ago, a listener emailed us to say she was really frustrated by the way that her community, largely Republican and very much in support of President Trump, how that community was being portrayed, including on shows like On Point. Mindy Hall lives in Allegheny County in North Carolina, and she had sent us an email to onpoint@wbur.org. And it was a very impassioned email, so we called her up to hear more about how she sees her community and what she wants On Point listeners to know. And here's what Mindy said.
I remember one word used was the word fringe, and I don't feel like the fringe. Where we live, within a 100-mile radius in any direction where I am right now, Joe Biden only got 18 to 26% of the vote, and President Trump got 72 to 80% of the vote. There are still signs about the 2020 election up. And I'm not saying that they don't accept the election results, but they're showing their support for the man.
So that was Mindy Hall. She lives in Allegheny County in North Carolina, and she had emailed us at onpoint@wbur.org. And, you know, Mindy talked about how she sees no civility left between the two parties. We get a lot of feedback from you about all the different kinds of divides that are cutting across this country right now. So, for example, here's Devin from Buffalo, New York. He left us a message on our voicemail line, which is 617-353-0683. And he had this message to fellow voters about the current debates regarding race in America. But he thinks Americans can come together.
I think when you have a state where essentially two sectionalized portions of the working class are at each other's throats, it prevents basically any sort of popular, more working-minded agenda from taking root. And that the onus is on especially the white working class to genuinely listen to these complaints of systemic racism and understand that the suffering of African Americans in our current system is a shared suffering.
So that's Devin, who called us from Buffalo, New York. He called our voicemail line at 617-353-0683. I want to wrap up this little special with one more piece of feedback that we received from an On Point listener. This is Caleb. He called us from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and he really wanted to talk about truth and the divides that people have across even not even believing the same truths. So this is what Caleb said he would tell to a fellow voter who did not believe the election results.
I would really just try to ask them as many questions as possible. You know, why do you think that it wasn't real? What do you think could have been maybe done better? Is there any event in which you do think that you change your mind, just trying to at least, you know, make them see that I really am concerned that they don't believe that democracy worked for them, because we can't move forward in this country if we're not going to even try to hear what the other person has to say.
It's Caleb from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. and trying to hear, trying to at least hear what other people have to say. That's one of the things that we're trying to do here on Point. So we want to hear what you have to say. You can always call us at 617-353-0683. Leave us a message there. You can also email us at onpoint@wbur.org. And we're on social media on Facebook and Twitter at On Point Radio. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.